It's The Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan is in the other studio taking your calls at 866-961-1430, 866-961-1430. You can also text us. The number is exactly the same.
I can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
Oh, yeah.
Scott.
All to myself.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go.
That's right, Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, my friend?
Paul, always good to be on your show. It means it's closer to the weekend.
It's
summertime, and the sports have plans to resume in the next couple months, so all is well here. How are you, sir?
I can't complain a whole lot, just trying to stay corona-free, and unless, of course, I'm mixing it with a little lime, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I am ready to partake in some of those activities right now, to be honest.
Start while we're doing this. It's fine. Scott Nason, not CGI'd into the show today. He's here live, but fans are being CGI'd into Bundesliga soccer. Scott, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I'm just happy to have live sports right now. Being a soccer guy, I've always enjoyed seeing matches in Europe. Bundesliga, not one that I've, watched over the past few years. It's certainly one I'm watching now. Things seem to be going well, which bodes well for the other leagues set to resume in June, including possibly the MLS in July. So
right.
I'm okay with that. I want live sports any way we can get it right now, and we're certainly getting it in Germany right now.
Yeah, very true, very true. You mentioned soccer here in the U.S., and the MLS has come up with a collective bargaining agreement, so there will be no MLS work stoppage for those that are fans of Major League Soccer.
No, there won't, and it's certainly a good thing. We see in other sports, especially baseball right now, that potentially could be something, if not over the summer and in the years to go. But yeah, they have reached an agreement with the union, so to speak. They announced it on Wednesday, which will avoid the lockout and will enable the league, which has been shut down since mid-March and everything else shut down, to come back. And it looks like the MLS is gearing towards Walt Disney World, much
right.
like the NBA, the Wide World of Sports Complex. To do a tournament, a 2016 tournament, which will be much like kind of not a World Cup, obviously, but it'll have some of the similar stages. They'll have group stages with 3 to 5 matches and then a knockout stage tournament. We haven't gotten all the details on that, but it's certainly a big risk, I think, for the MLS to put something out there, likely before the other sports will be able to, NBA, NHL, they're looking at, mid to late July, if not August, to start. So MLS could have a lot of eyes on them in the U.S. as far as the first sport, a team sport, to have a league. And there's certainly some risk with that as far as, MLS maybe not putting out the best product as far as quality of matches, especially for the soccer fans. But I think it's a risk worth taking for the MLS. They're certainly a league, 25 years plus, that have been around, that have made some inroads, and it's possibly a good chance for them to make even more inroads into the general sports culture. We're just going to have to see how that quality of product is, if in fact they do get that going here in a month or so.
So let me ask you this, Scott, because I consider myself to be an average, uneducated soccer fan, right? So I watched Bundesliga soccer the first weekend that it came out. I've watched Premier League matchups. I've watched MLS matchups. I don't see much of a difference as far as what I'm seeing on the field. So for people like me, and I think that I'm probably in the majority of people that might check out the MLS if they are the first professional league to return to play, am I going to even know that I'm watching a subpar product on the pitch compared to the Premier League if I don't have anything to really compare it to?
I think for the average soccer fan, Paul, probably not.
Okay.
And, you know, for somebody that follows the sport a lot, I mean, you certainly can see the differences in watching a match. But I think with the MLS, the biggest risk in doing these is, you know, doing it in an empty stadium mm-hmm. and not having the fan atmosphere. And I think of all the sports, and of course, fan interaction, atmosphere is big in all the sports. I'm not going to take that away from anybody else, but especially soccer. You really, that adds so much to the match as far as just the overall presentation. And, you know, we've seen that in the MLS in some of these communities, especially like Seattle and Portland and Toronto, where you have a lot of fans in a smaller stadium, mind you. It's usually about 30,000, mm-hmm. but you hear the fan chants and you see the interaction. You're not going to see that in Walt Disney World. You're not going to see that in any of the sports. Especially soccer coming back to Premier League. And I think that's the biggest risk for the MLS is that product, which isn't as good. It's not, you know, and you're not going to have these teams at peak performance. You know, they're going to be a little rusty. And when they come back to these tournaments in Walt Disney World, that could expose the product for being subpar. But mm-hmm. like you said, for the average sports fan who maybe doesn't watch soccer on a daily, weekly basis that knows the ins and outs of how good these players are, they may not notice it, but it's a risk worth taking from the MLS because they have a good opportunity right now to maybe capture some
right.
people that are looking for live sports that just they haven't had that opportunity to in the past.
One of the things you and I have talked about together in the past, I don't know that we've talked about it here on the show, but this seems like a good point to bring up, is when you talk about the fan atmosphere in soccer, especially when you look at the teams like the Premier League or even the Bundesliga, you've got the chants, right? And every fan base has these things that they chant, and sometimes if you have a derby, you have fans from the other team, and you chant at them, and they chant at you, and is that something that MLS teams have picked up on, or is that, are they too new being only 25 years of age?
I think they've picked up on it, and again, the places that I mentioned, Atlanta's another mm-hmm. one. You know, they've only had a team for a few years, but you get a lot of people in that stadium. It makes for a great atmosphere, and I think of all the sports, Paul, that soccer just absolutely needs that sort of atmosphere. Having been to a live premiere match, God, 20 years ago, which is hard to believe, it's something that doesn't translate over the air as much as when you're actually there. And again, I'm not saying that other sports don't have it, but you don't have 50,000 people chanting the same thing.
Right.
And, you know, looking at some of these clubs, especially in England and others, that go back 100-plus years as far as culture and how it's integrated in the community following the teams, it's something I think that the MLS has picked up on. And it certainly, it makes it more watchable on television. We've seen over the past couple weeks in the Bundesliga that they've started to pipe in chants from, and it just makes it more watchable. I was watching a match this weekend and almost thought it was a live match, and not the cardboard cutouts don't do justice, but it's something certainly that soccer needs, and I'm very excited to see what the MLS does with this. Somebody that is a big soccer fan that hasn't watched it, besides maybe watching a passing game or here, mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see what happens. And let's just hope that the majority of the good players that play, and with the MLS, it's the seniors tour, so
right,
to speak. A lot
right.
of the great players that have played in Europe do end up playing back here, and you know, maybe at the tail end of their careers, but they're still great players. It's going to be fun to watch how this all pans out, but you know, if you would have told me a couple months ago that we'd even be in this situation, I would have taken it. So I think
sure.
we're turning the corner. The sports world's turning the corner, and MLS certainly is going to be one of the ones out front that potentially could, make a move as far as their stature in the pecking order of sports in this country.
You got to like it, right? Like, I mean, if you are MLS, you know, going head to head with the NBA or even the NHL might be a tough sell. But if you're the only one out there and you can draw in some fans and you can get people to go, oh, okay, I'm going to check this out, maybe possibly you hold on to them moving forward.
Yeah, no question. And you know, again, nationwide for those places, which is a lot, that don't have an MLS club, it might be a little tougher, and especially right. for those that have an entrenched. And again, the Northwest Pacific area with Seattle and Portland and some of these other developing places like Orlando and Atlanta and Nashville that, you know, have fairly new clubs, they've taken to it. And I'm very excited to see what happens. Is it going to overtake the major four sports? Probably not, but they could certainly cut some of the deficit as far as fans, and they have an opportunity to show that their league maybe isn't as bad or unwatchable as some people might think.
That's very fair. That's very fair. So, Scott Nason, baseball right now seems to have reached an impasse. I know you're a big baseball fan. The owners made a proposal. The Players Association countered. The owners said, bleep you. We're done. We're not going to counter again. Do you believe in 2020, Scott Nason, that we will see professional baseball?
Boy, right now, Paul, I don't know. You know, we've seen this over the years with Major League Baseball not having a salary cap and due to revenue sharing and things that I'm not the most expert on.
Right.
But there's always been impasse between the owners and the players. We've seen an entire season before coronavirus that was wiped out in 1994. And they got a lot of work to do. And I don't know. I mean, I think they're going to have some problems. Until either side gives in, which it doesn't appear they're going to, I don't know. I mean, I would say right now, if you had to tell me if there's going to be a 2020 season as of this date, I'd say no. But again, when they look at the bottom line, as far as how much money they may lose, owners and players, if nothing is sorted out, then maybe people will come to the table. But it certainly, they're going to have to come to the table dragging and screaming right now because it's not good in Major League Baseball.
Scott Nason, have you talked to the future Mrs. Scott Nason about, you know, the potential bachelor party that we're trying to plan for you in Vegas?
That has not been discussed as of this time, but it certainly will at a time of my choosing.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I like it. Scott, where can our listeners get more great sports content from you and the rest of your crew?
We're still doing a show every week. It's called The Game. You can find it at thegamesportshow.com. Lots of good information and entertainment. And we like to discuss not just things going on here, but also around the country. Mm-hmm. So check it out. It's free. Download it and enjoy.
Scott, as always, my man, we appreciate you. We look forward to chatting with you next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe, okay?
I will, and you guys as well. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Nason, we love having him on every single Thursday right here on The Drive.
This is ESPN Blacksburg. We speak sports.